Welcome to the March 2009 Teen Bookcast from the Leicester Public Library. I am your host, Terry, and I will be sharing with you some new teen books at the library. That's right, brand new, never been checked out, straight from the box. Let's start out with You Are So Undead to Me by Stacey J. I actually saw this one at Barnes & Noble's, and it made me laugh. What a great title. This is the story of Megan Berry, who is a zombie settler, which means it is her responsibility to take down a zombie's last dying wish and take care of it. So she pretty much has zombies showing up on her doorstep and following her around. The first scene is of Megan getting ready for a date when a zombie appears. She is forced to cancel her date because she smells like a grave, and she has to return the zombie's arm that she accidentally ripped off trying to keep her date from seeing him. And then someone at school starts using black magic to turn the zombies into the flesh-eating kind, and it is up to Megan to save the day. The question that is asked on the back cover, how many zombies does it take to ruin a social life? Answer, not many. A new series by Linda Joy Singleton is called Dead Girl. The first is Dead Girl Walking, and is about a girl named Amber who finds herself in the body of the most popular girl in school who has just tried to commit suicide. Amber must figure out what is going on so she can get back to her own body. It seems like this is a trend, as in Book 2, Dead Girl Dancing, she ends up in the body of her boyfriend's older sister. Interesting premise. This next one, Alice by Naomi Rich, is about a teenage girl with a whole new set of problems. At the age of 14, Alice has never been outside her very strict religious cult. But when her parents arrange for her to marry the 40-year-old preacher, Alice knows that she has to escape. When life on the outside proves to be too difficult, Alice returns home and sets off another chain of events that leads to her imprisonment. Will Alice find the strength to set things right and reclaim her life? I love great fairy tales, and Princess of the Midnight Ball by Jessica Day George certainly fits the bill. Princess Rose is the eldest of 12 sisters, forced to dance each night for the wicked King Understone by a curse that only death can set free. How can Rose break the curse? The inside cover hints that true love may be the price or reward, depending on how you look at it. Speaking of the inside cover, this next title's cover really pulls you in. In Mary's world, there are simply truths. There are simple truths. The sisterhood always knows best. The guardians will protect and serve. The unconsecrated will never relent. And you must always mind the fence that surrounds the village. The fence that protects the village from the forests of hands and teeth. What is beyond the fence? I almost skimmed it just to find out. I may have to put my name on hold for this one. Forest of Hand and Teeth by Carrie Ryan. It reminds me of a movie I once saw. The next book is called Out of Reach by V.M. Jones and tells the story of Pip, who hates soccer more than anything and would love to quit if it weren't for his father. His soccer-crazy father, who is one of those parents that yells from the sidelines at every game all game long. Not to mention the fact that his perfect soccer stud brother leaves his father with even higher expectations of Pip. When Pip discovers rock climbing, maybe he will find the courage he needs to stand up to his dad and score the girl of his dreams. Hero Type by Barry Liga is next, with the cover asking the question, what does it mean to be a hero? And the main character, Kevin, is struggling with that exact question. I took this review from Amazon.com. Everyone is treating Kevin as a hero. He was in the right place and the right time, and he saved a girl from being murdered. Only Kevin knows, though, why he was able to save her. Things get even more complicated when Kevin is seen removing two patriotic Support the Troops ribbons from his car bumper. Now the town that lauded him as a hero turns on him, calling him unpatriotic. Kevin, who hadn't thought much about it up to then, becomes politically engaged, suddenly questioning what exactly supporting the troops or even saying the Pledge of Allegiance every day means. Barry Liga also wrote The Astonishing Adventures of Fanboy and Goth Girl, which was pretty good too. This next one has me intrigued, Handcuffs by Bethany Griffin. The inside cover says, Parker Prescott is an ice princess. Cold, aloof, a snob. At least that's what everyone says on Marion Hennessy's blog, and everyone reads Marion Hennessy's blog. Parker Prescott is a middle child. She's the good one, the dependable one, the one her parents trust. Well, she used to be. Parker Prescott's parents want her to break up with her boyfriend, but she already did, 2 weeks ago, and then she realized it was a mistake. He came over. He had the handcuffs in his pocket. Everything went downhill from there. Sort of. So if you have anything like me, then you are dying to know what's with the handcuffs. Does he handcuff himself in her house and refuse to leave, or something worse? I tried skimming to see if I could find the answer, but didn't find it. I may have to read the whole book after all. If anyone gets to it before me, be sure and let me know what happens. These next two books have the best titles. The School for Dangerous Girls by Elliot Schreffer is another boarding school novel, but with a unique twist. It is a school for girls who get in trouble, and it is a school that is supposed to make them better. Angela is one such girl, and she is quick to learn that some girls are meant to get better, and some are meant to stay at the school forever. You often will read books about troubled boys who get sent away to these awful places where they are treated badly. It's interesting to find one about girls. Then there is Ladies and Gentlemen, Put Your Hands Together for JoJo and the Fiendish Lot by Andrew Austin. What's not to love about a punk band from the afterlife? This book is described as rude, raw, and blisteringly funny. The cover looks like a poster about what happens to you if you play too much Guitar Hero. And finally, The Way of the Warrior by Andrew Matthews, a short book about a Japanese boy who witnesses his father commit seppuku, a form of suicide. When he learns that his father was set up, he decides to train as a samurai and avenge his father's death. Only 152 pages, looks like a good choice for a school project. That's what's new in March. For a complete listing of titles, visit my blog or the library's teen page at www.tworivers.lib.wi.us. Until next month, happy reading.